Support for Radio Boston comes from Hadestown at the Box Center Wang Theater, Broadway's Tony and Grammy-winning Best Musical, an epic celebration of music, togetherness, and hope, raves Forbes. Playing April 23rd through April 28th. Buy your tickets today at boxcenter.org.
Welcome back to Radio Boston. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty, and look who sauntered in at the break, Carrie Goldberg.
Hey, Meghna.
Let me just start off by asking you, Carrie, how important a role does gender play in the patient-doctor relationship?
How important a role does gender play in the patient-doctor relationship? There's no way I'm falling for that. That is a trap question, because the only answer is, of course, a great big fat, it depends, right? it depends on the patient, on the doctor, on the procedure. Is it an intimate, like, pelvic exam or prostate exam? Is it just an eye exam? You know, so it depends on the intimacy of what's going on. But so it's a very juicy question, but I can give you some nice dry data to answer it.
Okay, so hang on. I should probably introduce you. You are with us every Monday, for those few people who don't know who you are. Carrie is the host of WBUR's Common Health blog, and she talks to us on Mondays about issues of health and medicine. Okay, so Carrie, about that dry data regarding patient-doctor relationships and gender, give me some numbers.
Okay, so here you go. So these come from Athena Health. It's a big local electronic medical record software company that is able to mine interesting data from medical records. So Athena Health took a look at more than 2 million medical visits starting in 2014. And they found that if you're a man and you go to a primary care doctor for the first time and that doctor is a woman, you're significantly less likely to go back for a second visit.
Okay, so to clarify, does that mean that men are less likely to return to a female doctor than if the doctor were a man?
Correct. Okay. And also that the men are less likely to go back than if you, the patient, were a woman.
I got you. Okay.
So, in fact, female patients were about as likely to return to a female doctor after a first visit as they were to a male doctor. So gender of the doctor wasn't really mattering for the female patients.
But it was for the male patients.
Right.
I see. Okay.
Right. So here's Josh Gray. He's Athena Health's vice president of research.
It was men where we saw a bigger difference. So if a man saw a male doctor for the first time, there was a 50% chance he would return to the same doctor for a second visit within a year and a half. But that probability fell to 40% for male patients seeing female doctors for the first time.
So not a huge difference, 50% to 40%, but a notable one, right? Like enough to make you say, huh, what's going on there?
Well, I have thoughts.
As you always do.
I always have thoughts, but you've spoken to the experts. So do we, in fact, know what's going on?
Well, so we have some clues. And so now we go from the quantitative to the qualitative. Qualitative research, like some people said some stuff, right? That's qualitative. So Athena Health posted these results on their website, and they were inundated with comments. Here's how that same vice president, Josh Gray, describes the response.
One particular tripwire for at least some male patients is they really don't like to experience an intimate exam or procedure if there are more than one female healthcare providers in the room. So that could be a female doctor and a nurse, or a doctor and a medical assistant. But judged by some of the qualitative comments, there's a lot of men that are just not comfortable with that type of visit.
Mm-hmm.
So for example, one commenter on their website said, you know, men that might be willing to have an intimate exam or a procedure with a female physician are not necessarily comfortable with her bringing in a female nurse or other female staff member, like an assistant or a chaperone. So that can take what was a tolerable situation and make it unacceptable to them. And most men are too embarrassed to speak up, and instead they find it easier to just not go back to that doctor.
So some men are uncomfortable by being the objects of examination for multiple women. I would say that women have had to experience that for quite some time in the reverse.
Yes, and I would say two wrongs don't make a right, right? Like that, in fact, if what's happening is that men's sensitivities are not coming to the fore or are not being addressed, or they're not being consented, you know, asked for their consent enough, then maybe that's a problem too, right?
Yeah. Yes. I mean, like, you're right. Two wrongs don't make a right here. Mm-hmm. But here, let me ask you a question. Most medical support staff, I mean, because the guy from Athena Health was saying a little earlier, like, you know, when a nurse comes in, mm-hmm. they tend to be women, right? Mm-hmm. So this, if this indeed is a problem, it's going to happen a lot.
It is going to be happening a lot, yes. And but there may also be other factors at work besides this, discomfort with more than one woman during an intimate exam. So when I wrote about this on Common Health, I headlined the post, "Male patients are likelier to bail on female doctors. The question is why?" And one healthcare expert emailed me this very snarky, like basically, sexism and misogyny? Could it be
God.
That?
Yes.
So,
yeah,
you know,
okay.
So,
I mean, look, I'm not trying to be snarky, Carrie. I'm really not here. But I think that your healthcare expert that emailed you, I'm on his or her side. But let me also ask you this. There is a power dynamic in any doctor-patient relationship, and it's a tricky one to navigate, right? And
yep,
so
sure.
if there's a sense that the doctor has the power and the doctor is a woman, perhaps, you know, are there men who may be uncomfortable with that?
I mean, you know, there very well could be, or there could be something a little subtler. So I spoke with Professor Judith Hall, who's in the psychology department at Northeastern University, and she studied how gender plays out in medicine. And in particular, she and others have found that generally, now this is just general, this is just statistical, women doctors tend to perform a bit better on many aspects of medical care, particularly on listening and empathy. And yet she finds that patients tend to kind of shortchange women doctors on the things that they're better at. And instead, they see it as being kind of like, well, she's just being a woman. That's part and parcel of being a woman.
When a patient sees a female doctor doing all these really good patient-centered things, they don't represent it in their minds as, ooh, this is a great doctor. They represent it as, she's being a woman. You know, this is what women do. This is how women act. But they don't connect it to the idea of doctoring. Whereas if the male physician shows all the patient-centered skills and behaviors, it stands out and it's really connected in the patient's mind to, wow, this is a great doctor.
Okay, Carrie, so let me cut to the chase here, because this is really fascinating and very important for a couple of reasons. One is that I feel like, especially in primary care, we're seeing a lot more female doctors.
Yep.
And second of all, this seems like a wake-up call for doctors as a whole, because if indeed there are a significant number of men who are uncomfortable in the exam room, we want to do what we can to help them come, to have them return to get medical care. We don't want them to be too afraid to come back.
Right, especially because men tend to be a little worse about going to get their medical care. So yes, and it seems like it could be sort of a backfiring of this idea, well, let's have an extra person in the room to make people feel more comfortable. In fact, men might be feeling less comfortable, and medical practices want to retain their patients, so they have an incentive to try to fix this.
So maybe there's a simple solution here, asking the patient what would make them most comfortable?
That's a very good solution, Meghna. It doesn't always happen in the rush of the, you know, what's going on, but that is called consent, and it is a good thing.
It is always a good thing in healthcare and just about everything, honestly.
Yep. Yep.
Carrie Goldberg, host of WBUR's Common Health blog. There's a link to her post about men not feeling comfortable when female medical care providers are in the room. It's at our website, radioboston.org, a link to that. Carrie, thanks as always.
You're welcome.